Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When Alexandra Allen was 12 years old, she did what most kids do when they're on a family vacation. She went for a swim in the hotel pool. Unlike most kids, though, Alexandra had a severe reaction to her swim. Her skin broke out in angry, itchy welts just a few short hours after leaving the water. What began as an ordinary summer day ended in the eventual diagnosis that would change Allen's life. She shelved her dreams of living on a sailboat and working as a marine biologist after discovering she was allergic to water. An allergy to water seems like an improbable condition. After all, water is a chief chemical component in the human body, accounting for at least 60% of the average person's weight. Water whisks toxins out of critical organs, ferries nutrients to hungry cells, and creates the humid conditions needed for ear, nose, and throat health. In short, water is essential to life. In the case of water allergies, only the skin is affected. People with this condition can still safely drink water. It's only when water of any temperature or origin touches the skin that a hypersensitive allergic reaction occurs. The condition, known as aquagenic urticaria, is called an allergy but isn't medically classified as a true allergy. It's actually an allergy-like reaction that belongs to a subset of physical urticaria, a group of conditions characterized by hives or welts that arise from stimulation of the skin. In the case of aquagenic urticaria, red, swollen, itchy bumps form when water touches the skin. This histamine reaction isn't directed at the water itself, but is most likely a reaction to a water-soluble antigen that stimulates antibodies. Any type of water, distilled, tap, or rain, will cause an outbreak almost immediately and can make bathing or getting caught outside in a rainstorm a torturous proposition. Aquagenic urticaria is so rare that fewer than 100 occurrences have been recorded in medical literature since the first cases were described in 1964. It affects women more than men and most often begins during puberty. It's usually diagnosed by putting the skin into prolonged contact with water. In Allen's case, physicians asked her to soak in a tub to diagnose the condition. The cause of these water allergies still eludes experts. One theory is that sweat glands could be the culprit. It's possible that sweat glands in certain people produce a toxin that leads to an allergic reaction with water. While researchers remain unsure of the root cause of the condition, most cases can be treated with antihistamines and controlled by avoiding contact with water as much as possible. Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other weird topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.